Mayor Tom Wilson running for Congress from the New York new 18th district seat, currently held by Republican Congresswoman Nan Hayworth. And there are four other Democrats in your primary, just by way of background for everybody. So let's go to military matters. You're going to be a congressman. You're going to have to deal with international relations. What do you think about the way we've been conducting ourselves in the Middle East?
We have basically been at war for the last 10 years. And I support the withdrawal from Iraq and Afghanistan, and I think what we most need to focus on right now is what we do to help our veterans, because right now instead of increasing health care for our veterans, we're providing less services. These people should be getting the best health care, and instead we're giving them the worst health care. So I think as a representative in Congress, that would be a priority for me.
Well, do you think that America has been too adventuristic in terms of some of these conflicts?
It's a balancing act. I think we definitely need to lead the way in many cases, but I do not promote the idea of isolationism. But I don't think we should be leading unilaterally. And I support the effort that we led in Libya, where we said, we're going to come in, we're going to take charge of this thing for a week, but then we're going to turn it over to the United Nations. And I think that's it's a good strategy going forward with, smaller, more agile military forces.
Do you think Barack Obama in general has been doing a good job?
In general, I think he's been doing a great job. The problem that we have right now is this polarizing idea of affordable health care, and so it'll be interesting to see what happens with this in the Supreme Court. And regardless of what the outcome is this summer, we still need to find solutions for it, because we have a problem right now where there are, too many people in this country that cannot afford catastrophic health care. And they're paying higher premiums and higher co-payments, and we need to figure out a way to make sure that people can get the care they need without going bankrupt. And I can tell you firsthand that I've had experience with that. My wife has multiple sclerosis.
Oh, sorry to hear it.
And, when I first learned or first suspected something was wrong with her, I was self-employed working at the World Trade Center. And I was lucky that I wasn't there that day. But, after that happened, I had to find a new line of work. And I ended up working with a large company primarily because they had a large health care plan. And she was diagnosed with MS shortly after that. And if we didn't have that affordable health care, she would probably be in a wheelchair. I would probably be bankrupt, and I wouldn't be involved in public service, and I wouldn't be having this conversation with you today.
How'd you get to be mayor?
Primarily through environmental activism in my community. I was a co-founder and leader of a group called Tuxedo Land Trust, who has been fighting a proposed development of 2,000 homes that will cut down 2,300 acres of forest. And we believe that this project will not only be taxed negative by $1 million a year, but will also increase stormwater runoff in the area and flooding and potentially contaminate the Ramapo River and our other lakes in the area.
So how have you made out on the whole project?
It's been a battle. These things are not easy. It started out as a two-person effort, and then we got a good amount of people in our community to chip in $45,000 within 30 days, and we got 7 independent studies done, and then we've raised close to $150,000 over the last couple of years, taken the town into New York State Court. We recently lost our first go-around because the judge basically said that nonprofits don't have standing, basically environmental nonprofits don't have standing in these types of cases. So we disagree with that. We think there are plenty of previous case law to show that we do. And so we'll just keep the fight going.
Talk to me.
That's what we need from a congressman is somebody who will continue to fight for the people in their community. And, you know, it's not about, you know how hard you've been hit, but how quickly you bounce back. And so we'll keep the fight up.
I'm 70 years old. I have Medicare and I have Social Security, and I love them both. And yet they are both being threatened. We're now hearing ominous signs that they're going to close down earlier than people thought. They're going to run out of money. What are your views on all of this?
I think that's a typical scare tactic. I think Social Security and Medicare are both doing, you know, fine. They're well funded, and I don't think any of the other Democratic candidates in the field are believe in any of the the Republican rhetoric on that issue, and we all want to defend Social Security and Medicare.
How do you feel about the whole Occupy movement?
Occupy Wall Street. I think. It definitely points to a lot of discontent. There's a lot of people feel that, you know, we, the taxpayers, bailed out Wall Street in 2008, 2009, and yet these big banks and insurance companies are still getting, you know, big tax cuts from the federal government. They're sitting on record levels of cash, but they're not pumping any more money, any liquidity into the system. So I would actually propose that that we have an automatic reset of all adjustable rate mortgages and student loans to current fixed rates. If you've been current on your mortgage for 6 consecutive months, I think you should get an automatic reset to current fixed rates with no fees and no paperwork. And that idea right there, I think, is far more powerful than a payroll tax cut for the middle class. And it could potentially help prevent another housing crisis as adjustable rates reset in the next couple of years.
If you get elected to Congress, which committee would you like to serve on?
I'd like to take Nan Hayworth's seat in the Financial Services Committee.
Why?
Well, I have a background in finance. I have worked as a commodities trader, self-employed commodities trader, and I've worked at Merrill Lynch and other firms, so I think I have a good feel for some of these issues.
If somebody said, when they hear that, you know, he's going to be, you know, a gopher in Congress for Merrill Lynch and some of these other places, how would you answer that?
Well, I think I just answered that by saying I think we should get an automatic reset of all adjustable rate mortgages to current fixed rates. I don't think that idea would be very popular with a lot of Wall Street firms, but I think it's the right thing to do, and we don't need representatives in Congress that are puppets of Wall Street and big insurance companies. And I think Nan Hayworth is, and you know, regardless of where somebody's worked in the past, and for me, it was especially because of my wife's health condition, I still believe in doing the right thing, and. And so I think it's actually more important that we have people sitting on these committees that have expertise in these areas rather than just throwing somebody onto it who comes from the medical profession.
Mayor Tom Wilson, it was a joy to have you with us. As I say to everybody, good luck. I hope that it goes well for you, and I hope we'll be talking to you in the future.
Great. Thanks a lot, Alan.